Thank you, Peter. And today it's a program about fundamental change.
Que le dialogue soit la voie pour guérir les blessures encore ouvertes.
Last week, the Pope made an historic trip to Bucharest. The first time in 1,000 years the Roman Pontiff has walked Orthodox streets as a religious leader. Also today, the Salvation Army has elected a new world leader who signals fundamental change in this worldwide religious and charitable movement. Salvationists may soon be taking the sacraments. But first, to the pressure of change closer to home, and the issue of homosexuality in religion is once again the cause of a deepening split, this time in the Jewish Communities Council of Victoria. Orthodox members of the council are maintaining their rage over moves by a gay Jewish organisation called Aleph Melbourne to join. While Aleph has so far failed in its bid to be an affiliate member, there are renewed threats from Orthodox groups that they'll quit in protest if Aleph is accepted. And today, a provocative invitation for the Communities Council President, Dr. Philip Bliss, to step down over his very public support of Aleph. Tony Hassan spoke to Rabbi Ronald Lebowski and the head of Aleph, Michael Barnett, and prepared this report.
The JCCV was very seriously threatened by this. There are a number of organizations that would have possibly seceded from the board had this been successful.
These are the sorts of attitudes that really do the most damage to people who are having troubles dealing with their sexuality. That's why we have such a high youth suicide rate.
There are certain things which they don't like talking about, which they have done now because it's forced into the open, and that is sort of they want to enter into Jewish schools, into the intersex education. And this is something which will ring the alarm bells with Jewish parents.
There's nothing whatsoever in our organisation's objectives or ideals to say that we are going to infiltrate or we're going to convert or we're going to subvert or whatever. We're just a very straightforward support group and a social organisation. We don't have a hidden agenda.
Some of the high emotion echoed at a recent meeting of the Jewish Communities Council of Victoria. On one side is Aleph Melbourne, a group whose objective is to provide assistance, support and companionship for gay and bisexual Jewish men. Michael Barnett is the group's president.
The objection to our application was that a homosexual or gay organisation is contravening Jewish law because homosexual practice is one of the forbidden acts in Jewish law in the Leviticus 18:22.
Well, that's commonly argued. How do you get around that?
It's not an issue for me. I mean, I'm not a religious Jew, and if I was, it wouldn't bother me either way, I don't think, because that's me as a person doing what I want to do, but that doesn't come into our organisation. Our organisation isn't set up for the practice of homosexuality. It's for the support of homosexuals, which is a slightly different issue, very subtle.
And do you think the rabbis, the conservative rabbis who rejected your proposal, do not see that distinction?
Oh, well, they may see it, but they choose to ignore it, I believe. They are very stubborn people. They stick to the letter of their law, and it may be a guise for homophobia, it may not be, but either way, it has no bearing on the JCCV. It's not an issue as far as I'm concerned or our members are concerned.
Ronald Lebowski is Rabbi Emeritus at the St Kilda Synagogue. For him, the inclusion of Aleph amounts to tampering with the Ten Commandments.
The core of the philosophy, the religious philosophy, the political philosophy of being Jewish is in the written word. The Christians call it the Old Testament, the Hebrew Scriptures. Some would reduce it to the Ten Commandments, etc., and that excludes the notion of homosexuality. And as a consequence, it's a contradiction in terms. You simply cannot consider the two ideals as being compatible. So, true enough, the members of this group are Jewish, and it may well be that they are secular in their intent, but I'm afraid that as a group, as an organization, they cannot claim parity. As individuals, absolutely. This is the point which I and others have made, that Jewish gay people, lesbian people. They can join synagogues. They can join the organizations which are represented under the umbrella of the Jewish Community Council of Victoria. They can be the presidents of those organizations. But as an organization, as an ideology, they are not compatible.
Doesn't the JCCV, the council in Victoria, recognize sporting organizations, many voluntary organizations of that nature?
Yes, what you're saying in actual fact is a point of view which many espouse, but there is simply no comparison. You're talking here of fundamentals of life. You're not dealing here with the sporting organizations where people make a choice to do this or to do that. These are individuals who do not produce families. These are individuals who perform sexually in a way which is aberrant, to say the least, with regard to Judaism. It is something which runs counter to the fundamentals of Judaism, that is the family unit. It's not simply playing a sport.
What's really got under the noses of Orthodox groups affiliated with the Jewish Communities Council of Victoria is the public support given to Aleph Melbourne by the council's president, Dr. Philip Bliss. Without his support, the matter would not have seen the light of day. Rabbi Lebovsky.
If he followed the Westminster rules, he should resign, because it was something that he espoused. It was a motion that he himself moved. He now indicates that he's prepared to take it further. He's going to endanger this organization as a result of his monocular vision.
Are you calling on him to resign?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that he should. That would be a normal procedure in any other organization. If there's something which the president wants his organization to follow, and he is prepared to go as far as he was, knowing how controversial the whole thing was, and that it could well have his organization disintegrate, and he was roundly defeated under those circumstances, I'm surprised that he is still there.
Perhaps an issue for anti-discrimination? Don't know. That report from Tony Hassan, who'll be back a little later in the program to talk with ABC Jerusalem correspondent Jim Gale about the religious influence in Monday's general elections.